A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Daf Gimel, Nedarim 3a, pagination is 5. We're still in the beginning of Nedarim, working on our introductions. And we mentioned that the classic case of a neder, where a person wants to prohibit something upon himself, would be with Hatfosa, where he compares the item that's the object of his focus with a carbon. And he says, this item should be like a carbon, meaning it will be just as prohibited for me to benefit from it. That concept is based on the pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Matos, which says, Ish ki yidor neder, a person who will make a vow based on a vowable thing that we've already discussed, meaning a carbon. Now, interestingly, Nedarim is placed in the Seder of Nashim, in the order of marriage, matrimony, men-women relationships. And the reason the Mefarshim give for that is because a major part of Nedarim that makes it really unique and sophisticated, as explained in Parshas Matos, is that a husband and a father of a young girl can annul the vows of that particular woman, whether it's the wife or the daughter. And therefore, this is a topic of noshim, of matrimonial relationship, in which, in one of the most sophisticated considerations, the person made the vow, namely a woman, but if she has that type of man in her life, a husband or a father of a young girl, that person can annul the vow which she made. And therefore, it's a continuation of the topic of Ksubas that we just completed. Now, we mentioned in the first Mishnah that there are cases where the person did not articulate the vow in its entirety, but it was clear to us what the person meant. And those are cases, number one, of kinuyim, slang, where the person uses a different word other than the formal method of articulation for a vow. And we said that slang, kinuyim, also are going to be binding. And then we mentioned that yados, where the person really did not articulate the entire topic, but also it's very clear to us what the person meant. And yados l'nedarim are also binding as nedarim vows. The Gemara tells us the source. Why is it that even if the exact formulation of a vow is not used, it is still going to be binding? It's about midway on the page, maybe a drop higher than midway, towards the middle of a line, V'yados hecha ksiv. Where in the pasuk does it indicate that yados, the handle of the vow, even though you didn't get the actual pot, so to speak, you didn't get the real thing, but you have the handle, you can manipulate it totally, because it's quite clear what it is that we're after, even though it wasn't said totally. How do you know that that amount of articulation is already sufficient to make it binding? And the Gemara says, Ish ki yafli lindor neder nozir lahazir lahashem. A person, Parshas Naso, is making a vow to be a nozir. A nozir, as explained in the psukim, is a specific type of status which this vow includes various prohibitions, including not having grape products, letting one's hair grow, and not entering into tumah, into a cemetery, or coming in contact with a dead body. So the way it's expressed is it's a neder nazir, it's a vow of nazirus, of this status, lehazir, to be a nazir. Vitanya, and we learnt, nazir lehazir, when it uses this expression, lasas kinuye nazirus kinazirus, viyados nazirus kinazirus, to tell you that kinuyim, slang, and yados, the handle of a vow, even if it wasn't totally articulated, are also considered vows. And the Gemara continues, Ein li ela b'naziros b'nedarim minayin. It only says by nazir, it doesn't say by all types of vows that we should be so inclusive. Talmud Lomar, Ish kiyafli lindor neder nazir lahazir lashem. Since the pasuk talks about vows and nazir together, makish nazirus linadarim, there's a hekish, there's a comparison between the two, v'nadarim lanazirus, ma nazirus asaba yados nazirus kinazirus, af nadarim asaba yados nadarim kinadarim. So we find out that by both of these cases, there are going to be this extension and more inclusive way of looking at things, even if it's a kinoi, a slang, even if it's a yad, just a handle. So the Gemara is telling us that we can learn it out from the words nazir lahazir. And that tells us to be inclusive and include slang and yad, handle. How exactly does nazir lahazir come to tell me that? So the Malbim on that pasuk in Parshas Noso is very helpful. The Malbim writes that the name Nazir alone, Mitzayin Hashem Ho'atzmi, that would be telling us that you have to actually articulate Nazir very clearly. You have to be a Nazir. You have to do it right. You have to match the criteria in the way you expressed it. Umore rakim hiskir hashemahu. And that would indicate only if he articulated that exact expression. Aval, hapoel lahazir, when it adds on the word lahazir, to be a nazir, mosif, it's adding something. Shebechol ofen shegila daito, sherotza naziru sekdusha, that however it is, if he expresses himself that he wants to be a nazir, that's also going to be included in the requirements of this pasuk. So again, nazir alone would tell you, you make a vow to be a nazir, but you'd have to be very specific, and any deviation in the term, and it wouldn't be included. But when it adds the word lahazir, a person who to be a nazir, wants to be a nazir, this is the path he's taking, so that comes to be much more inclusive, and that tells us that anybody who's traveling this path to be a nazir, it becomes clear to us, either through slang or because of how he displays his intent, it becomes clear to us that even if he didn't actually articulate it perfectly, nazir, it would still be included in this more inclusive concept called lehazir, and it would be binding. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.